You're tuned into KLCC, and it's time to play the KLCC Conundrum, Oregon's most puzzling quiz. Of course, we can't play a good game without players. We need to hear from you. Register to play the KLCC Conundrum on the air with us by going to klcc.org/conundrum. I'm Jason Brown, KLCC Quizmaster. Forrest Walker Davis is here. Forrest, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great, Jason. It's a wonderful day to be alive.
It certainly is. It's very good to be here with you and with Leslie from Eugene. Leslie, how are you today?
I'm great. I'm really glad to be here.
Oh, it's good to have you here. What do you like to get up to when you're not playing quiz shows on the radio with us?
Oh, movies, dining out, baking or cooking.
Oh, good. That might come in handy today. Forrest, let's play the quiz.
Let's play and let's see if the proof is in the bread pudding.
Oh, I hope so. I love bread pudding.
We have a quiz because today is National Give Someone a Cupcake Day.
Oh.
And while I have failed to give you a cupcake, Jason, I do have a quiz for Leslie.
Oh.
It's about baked goods and bakeries and pastries and cooking and baking. So.
Well, I've always considered the KLCC conundrum to be the icing on my cupcake.
Mine too. So, number one, a Eugene bakery has a name that is French for a nut that Oregon grows a lot of.
That would be Noisette.
Oh, right. Good.
Next, we've got a chocolate cake that doesn't actually come from Europe. It was invented by an American with a last name that is a European country.
Oh, boy, a European country.
And a chocolate cake.
Yeah.
So misleading.
I think I'm coming up with that one is Saker, but I don't think Saker is a country.
No.
European country.
The Simpsons told me.
Swiss roll?
No, it's a German chocolate cake named after Samuel German.
Oh, German, of course. Got her coconut and her pecan.
And then we've got a dish named after a U.S. state is ice cream and sponge cake topped with meringue and broiled to caramelize it, or sometimes doused in liquor and flambéed.
That would be a baked Alaska.
Oh, it sure would.
Leave the gun, take this Sicilian fried pastry tube stuffed with various cheesy fillings.
What is a cannoli?
Oh, good.
It is a cannoli. I used to live in Little Italy in Cleveland, and proximity to cannolis is very good for your mental health, I have to say.
It would be.
Versions of this vegetable cake with nuts, spices like mace and cloves, and a cream cheese frosting have been made for hundreds of years, but they really took off thanks to the British government's encouragement due to rationing in World War II.
What's a carrot cake?
Oh, good.
What is a carrot cake? And then we've got Oregon's version of Mr. Rogers with a long-running kids show out of Portland, and a cookie club is this button-clad entertainer with an alliterative name.
Is it Captain Kangaroo?
No, although that is an alliterative name.
Yes.
Good guess. It's Ramblin' Rod. I just heard about him recently.
Ramblin' Rod.
I don't think I'm familiar with that.
To YouTube, I reckon.
And he had a cookie club, had ice cream sandwiches. Were part of his show.
That is a club I'd like to join.
Me too. Then the state pie of Oregon since 2017 is made from a berry that was developed here, the Cotada berry, now known as what?
The Marion berry.
Oh, that's good. Right.
And an iconic pastry from Sparrow Bakery in Bend, the Ocean Roll, is like a cinnamon roll, but made with what spice that comes in a pod, and it's used in Scandinavian and Indian cuisines?
Cardamom.
That's right.
Oh, good. Well, Leslie, I would say that was a piece of cake. You did great. So well, as a matter of fact, that we'd like to send you a KLCC tote bag.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Thanks, Leslie.
Awesome. Thank you, Leslie. Forrest Walker Davis hosts a number of trivia nights in Eugene, including this Monday at Play, where it's KLCC Trivia Night. You can find him online at FWD Trivia. Listen back to the KLCC Conundrum at klcc.org/conundrum, and we would just love to put you to the test. Register to play the KLCC Conundrum on the air with us at klcc.org/conundrum.